Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. Once again, this message is brought to you by Flipboard, your number one curator for stories. And, I'm just going to get into a little bit, about the NFL and, what happened this past weekend. I'm not going to talk too much about, the games, but, there were a couple things that came up, some different rule changes that might be in effect, coming up in this 2019-2020 season. Now that this 18-19 season's almost over, a lot of people are starting to, look towards next season, especially if your team's not in the playoffs. You're looking to the off season. But there was a couple different things that happened over the weekend that was just kind of left fans like, oh man, what if this rule change was put in order? And, could this actually, exist? Could this be a thing? And, just like most of you, that Saints game really upset me. Because, that was a crucial call. And the call that I'm talking about is, at the end when Roby Coleman, hit the Saints wide receiver. I forgot who it was, but hit the Saints wide receiver before he even had the ball. Blatant pass interference call that they miss, and they cost the Saints a chance to, and Drew Brees a chance to get to the Super Bowl to face Tom Brady. So, just mentioning that, a lot of people are talking about whether you should be able to review pass interference calls. And, in some points, like this one, it seems like you should be able to. But I believe there's, maybe a can of worms that, people don't want to open up, especially, people who's time sensitive. And, a couple of reasons, one is going to be, how many teams actually have to approve this rule. It has to be 24 out of the 32 teams that actually agree, on this rule. And there's a lot of different things that factor into it, including making the games a lot longer. And then, this is not going to be just, if it's a big play, this is going to be every single pass interference call is going to be reviewable, which in turn is going to make the game a lot longer. And, do you really want, somebody maybe like tug the jersey of another player and, didn't really have an effect on the actual play, but then the officials have to go and replay it? So, a lot of people are angry, Saints fans are like suing the NFL or whatever, but there's a lot of things that, just kind of make this, like, this rule change, if it were to happen, it's already come up. So if it were to happen, those are like certain things to think about, because, I really don't want to, watch a game, and they pretty much review every catch, that's not blatant. So already, can imagine, reviewing every catch and then every pass interference and every play. There used to be, there was a time where, like the refs, they made all the decisions, made the game quicker, nobody really argued it because that's just the way it was. If it wasn't a catch, it wasn't a catch. If it was a catch, it was a catch. It wasn't just like let's go back and review 1,000 times. So, and whenever you slow things down, it just gets harder and harder to say, if that was a pass interference or, if that was a catch. So I believe a lot of people, they just kind of have to, think about what it means. Like that was a bad call, like we got that, but changing a whole rule and changing a whole system might not be the best idea, for the the things that I mentioned earlier. So that was definitely, and I hate that I'm not gonna be able to see Drew Brees in the Super Bowl this year, but that just comes with the territory. Things happen. all the time. So, but then the next call where, you know, and possibly another rule change is, you know, the overtime, you know, and a lot of people saying, are the overtime rules fair, you know, after the Patriots-Kansas City game? because, you know, they went into overtime, you know, Tom Brady got the ball first, drove down, scored, and the game was over. You know, and everybody saying that, oh, man, you know, Patrick Mahomes should have had, you know, a chance to go back and, you know, score and then, you know, do it that way. But, you know, that's another one of those things that, you know, the NFL actually, I mean, because, like, when I was younger, it was, you know, whoever scored the first points in overtime, you know, lost the game. Or, I mean, whoever scored the first points won the game. And, you know, the other team lost, obviously. But, you know, now, I want to say maybe around 2011, 2012, they changed that rule for, you know, overtime sudden death rule to, you know, if you kick a field goal, then the other team's able to go down, the other team's able to come back, and then they can score. So, you know, I mean, I believe, you know, being, like, in the NFL, I believe that's probably the furthest it should go, because, you know, if you had it, like, college, you know, and there was some ridiculous game, I think the LSU-Texas A&M game went into, like, 7 overtimes because both teams kept scoring. And, you know, in the NFL, the game gets a lot faster and, you know, the offense, the coaches are just, you know, most of the time a lot better. So, you know, being in that predicament, like, I really don't want to sit here and watch, you know, 7 overtimes in, like, a 7-hour game. And, you know, some people are like that, you know, some people actually like it. And, you know, I definitely see where everybody's coming from, but you know this going into the game. So, you know, you can't fault the other team for winning the game and the other team not having, you know, because you had, like, in all, you know, you had 60 minutes. So from the first to the fourth quarter, you were able to, you know, go outscore the other team. So, you know, the sudden death, it's saying, whoever scores a touchdown first wins. You know, and that's like, and back in the day, you know, you could have went down and kicked a field goal. But now, you know, you have to score a touchdown in order for the game to be over. And so, you know, your defense has to come out there and, you know, at least hold them to a field goal. You know, that you can let them drive or whatever. You know, it's not just like, throw a Hail Mary pass and then he catches it at the 20-yard line and then you kick a field goal. Like, no, you actually have to, you know, if they kick a field goal, you have a chance. But, you know, it's saying that you have to keep them out of the end zone. So whatever you have to do, you have to keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, so in the Chiefs defense, you know, coming into the postseason, we knew they didn't have a really good defense. But, you know, when your season's on the line, you know, when it's do or die, your defense, I mean, you need your defense to hold up, you know what I mean? An NFL-caliber defense needs to hold up in that situation. And, you know, it's too bad because, you know, I would have loved to see what Mahomes could do, you know, if he were to come back out there, you know. And I believe that's why, you know, that's kind of why everybody brought up this rule. It was just, you know, it had really nothing to do with, you know, them winning the game like that. I believe everybody's more like, you know, kind of like, oh, you know, I wish we would have saw Patrick Mahomes, you know, because he played a great game and he did, you know, both the quarterbacks played a really great game. But, you know, the fact that they didn't get to see Patrick Mahomes, you know, come back and you got to see Brady in another Super Bowl game, you know, they're making all these rash decisions. And, you know, that's with the rule above, you know, everybody wanted to, you know, everybody thought the Saints should have won the game because that was a blatant call. And it makes, you know, it makes sense. I was with everybody. I just really wanted to see, you know, a Drew Brees in the Super Bowl again. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's not what happened. And to change these rules, you know, based on, you know, based on just, you know, like a couple plays pretty much. That's just not something that I would consider changing, you know, and they're going to look at it and they're going to, you know, make the right decisions on what they want to do. I hope they don't just make rash decisions and, you know, because if they could find some way to, you know, say, hey, you know, we're going to make big plays reviewable, you know, big pass interference calls reviewables, you know, ones that come down to like, you know, maybe a team continuing a drive or, you know, in this situation, somebody advancing to the Super Bowl, you know, which is, you know, pretty much the biggest call, you know, and definitely going to go down as one of the biggest calls in history, you know, in NFL history. So, you know, if they can figure out a way, you know, to do that, and it's going to be like, you know, so what, you know, but what calls are important, you know, because then you can kind of, every team, you know, when you get to week 17, you can say, oh, you know, this pass interference call back in week 6, you know, that kept us from getting in the playoffs or something. So you kind of have to, you have to be, I don't know, you kind of have to play devil's advocate, you know, on this, like, on these two, you know, maybe rule changes. So we'll definitely see, you know, what the NFL does and, you know, how they plan to combat this. But I don't know. But you're on Woke with Anthony, and I'm out.